As the month of July continues its humid, hot trudge in an attempt to break our communal spirits, sometimes we just need a moment to sit on the porch and sip a nice, chilled cocktail. I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with the founder of New Orleans-based El Guapo Bitters, Scott Maddox, a man who knows a thing or two about enhancing your cocktail drinking experience. So, to kind of start us off, what makes a good bottle of bitters or syrup, in your opinion, and what varieties does El Guapo kind of serve?
Sure. I think what makes a, good bottle of bitters is, not using artificial flavorings, using whole flavorings, using local produce whenever possible, and creating interesting flavors that are going to work with a multitude of, spirits.
Being a local company in New Orleans, one of the things about the varieties you mentioned are hyper-local, but as we talked a little bit about before, are really kind of bringing out the culture of New Orleans itself in a lot of ways. Talk about that.
Absolutely. I mean, the gumbo bitters is obviously a hyper-local flavor, and it creates a lot of interest in a cocktail. I mean, it's got filet in it. The filet is foraged, sun-dried, and hand-ground. There's a lot of local things that go into that. The chicory pecan, obviously, that is, the favorite coffee drink of the city here. And the crawfish boil, that's based off of a boil recipe from J&J Seafood over on Franklin. And so they're very inspired by things that are going on local. Even the love potion bitters, that one is inspired by all the great flower smells that we have, certain times of year, be it citrus blossoms or jasmine. And it does contain both of those, along with a variety of other flowers too.
Interesting. Well, working in the industry and now doing El Guapo, how have you seen it change over the past 10 years?
It's changed a lot. I mean, you see a lot more craft cocktail bars now, and you see even, mid-tier or, what people describe as dive bars, even delving into trying to elevate their cocktails using some of these ingredients. And that was not so much the case 10 years ago. I mean, this has been a big renaissance, and I'm really glad to see it happen because, after Prohibition really kind of killed cocktail culture in America. And then after Prohibition ended, we ended up with all of the people that, or most of the people that had worked in the industry were, either done or retired or moved on to other things. Many of them moved to other countries where they could still practice the craft. And so when, cocktails came back, you ended up with kind of a shady cocktail culture where things were really syrupy sweet and drinks were not so great. And now we've gone back to, having some of these cocktails that people were not familiar with. And I think it's great to see the look on people's face when they taste a real cocktail.
I see via your website that 10% of El Guapo's profits are donated to the Semper Fi Fund for wounded or deceased veterans and their families. And I'm wondering how that came about.
Well, I myself served in the United States Marine Corps, and I wanted to give back because I wouldn't be who I am now without that and without my brothers and sisters. And, I was lucky, came out with a couple bad knees and some hearing loss, things like that, but other people are not. And we need to make sure that we take care of them. So I really wanted to do that. And the name of the company even was a nickname that I got in the Marine Corps, which I thought would be a perfect tie-in because of the donation to the Semper Fi Fund.
So are you doing anything special for Tales of the Cocktail?
Sure. I mean, they have the Bitters Market at Tales. So all of our products will be available for sale in the Bitters Market. We have tastings that coincide with that. And so you can find us in the lobby outside of that, a couple times during Tales doing that.
Not a bad deal. And to kind of wrap us up, where can we find your products in the city? And where can we find out what you're doing on a regular basis?
Sure. I mean, where you can find the products in the city, Keefe & Company, Martin's, Dornax, Rouse's, Vucaray Wine and Spirits. those are just a handful. But there's, they're available all over the city. If you check out our website, it does have a local list of places where you can purchase the products.
Well, Scott, this was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was great talking to you. Thanks for having me.
That was Scott Maddox, founder of New Orleans' own El Guapo Bitters. Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.